Homily for Monday, the 3rd of April, 2023. This homily is the homily I gave yesterday. It's a reflection on the Passion of Jesus, especially the Passion according to St. Matthew. The Passion of Jesus is our founding story. From its retelling come our Gospels, our faith, and our Church. As Christians, we're simply unthinkable without the Passion of Jesus. So it's only right that we come together to hear the story retold and to reflect on who we are and how we are as Christians. Matthew's Passion account focuses our attention. It tells a story about violence. Now that's not surprising. Jesus' passion and death were brutally violent. But Matthew tells the story in terms of the choices made to do the violence, in terms of the deliberate plans carefully worked out to hurt and kill Jesus. He uses a word over and over again to convey that the violence done to Jesus came from particular people making particular decisions to hurt a particular person, Jesus. That word is hand over. Hand over. It's a graphic word image to hand over. Matthew's Passion tells the story of deciding to take someone who is in your hands, whose warm body you touch and feel, someone who is in your care or control, and actually handing him over to people you know will bring him harm, hurt, and death. Handing over is the management of human affairs to wound, to injure, and even to kill people. And so Matthew shows us Jesus asking the chief priests, what will he give him if I hand Jesus over to you? In the garden, Jesus senses his own fate when he tells the disciples, the hour is at hand for the Son of Man to be handed over to sinners. And they were violent hands. At the end of their trial, the chief priest and elders hand Jesus over to Pilate. And Pilate finally decides to hand Jesus over to be crucified. Let us let Matthew help us to reflect on what happened to Jesus, but also to reflect on our own lives as disciples of Jesus. In the Passion account, we know the disciples are far from proving themselves models of courage. They wave palms to greet Jesus and, like Peter, publicly proclaim faith in him. And yet, in the end, they decide not to get in the way of the violence being done to Jesus. They capitulate to the handing over and become complicit to its violence. And they are us. How, when, where have we become complicit in handing over others to violence? Have we done the violence? If not with our hands, then with our thoughts, our feelings, and our words. Matthew wants this passion story to free us, to bring to honest light our fear of the kind of selfless love we see in Jesus. We may admire that love in Jesus, but we fear it for ourselves. We fear a love that forgives betrayal and blesses enemies. We fear a love that lets itself be struck and nailed and gives itself over to death. Matthew wants this passion story to become gospel, to become good news for us. For that to happen, we must let God work deep changes within us. And to this, there can be no alternative. Only God's Spirit at work within us can turn our fear of love into gratitude for the chance to love. Only God's Spirit can make us into the kind of people who honestly, honestly glory in the cross of Christ. Let this week become truly a holy time, a holy week for us. Let it become a time for opening ourselves in prayer and reflection to God's transforming Spirit. Let us learn to pray from the heart, the ancient prayer of the Church. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.